When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you subscribed to OnlyPage yet? Visit OnlyPage.com for VIP access to all things, well, me. From golf instruction content, behind-the-scenes footage, and new content uploaded weekly, including member-only live streams. OnlyPage is your only way to connect with me off social media. Sign up today at OnlyPage.com. Again, that's OnlyPage.com.
This summer, unleash the power of winning with PointsBet. Whether you are into home runs or hole-in-ones, PointsBet is your home for live betting. With PointsBet's lightning bets, you can bet inning by inning or shot by shot. And every day with PointsBet Power Hour, eligible customers get daily boosts, best odds, or no juice lines that you can't find anywhere else. New users can download the app today using code PAGE and receive 5 second chance bets up to $100 each. That's 5 straight days where PointsBet will match your losing wager and bonus bets. PointsBet, your move. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling.
This is Playing Around with Paige Renee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Playing Around podcast. And we are doing something very fun this week. We are doing the best of golf tips on the Playing Around podcast. We are always trying to give you insightful golf knowledge to help your game and really simple, easy tips so you can lower your scores. I know that it's a bit cold where a lot of us live, but still, write these down. Keep them in your back pocket and practice, practice, practice. It really all comes down to having the right knowledge of knowing how to practice, what to practice, what you need to do with your golf game, and hopefully these tips will help you improve. We could all use a little refresher.
Do you usually play from the whites at most courses? I think a lot of people expect women to play from the front tees. I mean, they literally call them the women's tees, the red tees. And sometimes I'll play from the front tees. And this is one tip drill that I actually tell people to do all the time. If you want to start getting comfortable shooting lower scores, play from the front tees. So start from the front tees. And if you can't shoot par under from there, then you probably shouldn't move back. But if you consistently can shoot under par from the front tees, then you can move back to the next tees. And then we can shoot under par from those tees, then you can move back. And you just go from there until you're shooting under par from the tips. But most people have these mental barriers and they can't break through. And you see a lot of people where they're having the round of their life and then they go triple bogey bogey or double 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 on the last holes or the back nine because they're not used to going low. They're not comfortable being in that situation. So when you play from the front tees, it should be a little bit easier because the course is shorter, which means you have more wedges in. But people realize that that's where they're struggling because most people don't practice their short game and their wedges that much. And so this is a great drill to do when you're trying to get comfortable shooting lower scores to work on your short game is play from the front tees. The tees that I play from, kind of all over. If I want to have more of a relaxed, fun round, I'll play up. If I am just, you know, playing my normal tees, it's usually one in front of the tips. If I'm playing with a bunch of dudes, then I'll play from whatever tees they want to play from. And most of the time it's from the tips. And so I'll just kind of mix and match and play wherever. And I think that's okay. Like, you can play different tee boxes. And even on some holes, even during the round, if you don't want to play from the tips on all of them, or if you want to play up on some, do it. Make the course whatever you want to make it. And I think that that makes it so much more fun, because there are certain holes that just set up better as like a reachable par four or a two sharp par five, or you want to stretch it out and make it a difficult par four. Like, you can play the course differently all the time. And so if you're at your home course and you play the same tees all the time, I want to challenge you to play different tees and mix it up and play the course so many different ways. And it actually turns it into a completely different golf course. It's one of my favorite things to do.
One thing that's really interesting that I found, the lack of knowledge around golf equipment and shafts. I don't feel like people give golf shafts enough thought and credit to what they do to the golf club. It is the most important aspect of the golf club. You can have a good head. My God. I like talk about golf equipment, and I feel like people think that I am trying to make it as dirty as possible, but this is just the actual like technical terms of what it is. And I'm like catching myself and I'm like, just keep going, keep going. But like the shaft in the head, and I was like, grip it, and I can't. But I digress. Golf equipment is at such a high quality right now that when, let's just talk about for a driver, for example, a lot of the actual heads are pretty consistent across the board. At most point, it is personal preference on what you prefer. Some people like Ping, I like Titleist or TaylorMade or whatever it may be. It's all good. But what makes a golf club really great is the shaft. And everyone has a different swing speed and a different kick point. And sometimes their attack angle will make it spin higher or lower. And all of that is determined by the shaft that is fit for you. And again, people don't think about that and how it can add distance and better your dispersion all by having the correct shaft. And people didn't realize like all that goes into having a really good golf shaft.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely a point where people aren't educated enough. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out like whose fault that is, because I feel like the golf equipment companies don't really unless you're going in for a fitting. If you order a club online, which I was looking at doing for, I almost just spoiled a surprise. It basically just gives you like graphite or steel and then regular or stiff. That's pretty much the only option unless you buy something custom. But you're right. It really makes such a huge difference. And we were lucky enough to try that stuff out in college. And I mean, obviously now too with Club Champion. But I feel like you have to be very in tune with your stats and with, you know, your spin rates and your attack angles, like you said, in your golf swing, that I feel like a lot of people, they're not to that step. So maybe it doesn't speak as well to them. I don't know.
But you don't have to be a scratch golfer to know if you hit it high or low. But I think it's the golf terminology that really overcomplicates the connection between, okay, if I say there's a different kick point and your spin is mid, high, or whatever, I think people start to just kind of go, what is going on? But if you really simplify it and say, do you spin the golf ball? Do you have a steep attack angle? Yes or no? Okay, well, that will put you in one section of certain shafts. Okay. Do you hit it high, medium, or low? Okay, well, I hit it low and I don't spin it as much, or I hit it mid and I spin it a lot, or I hit it high and I have no spin, whatever it may be. Like, you can go online to LA Golf and you can see, and it tells you exactly where you need to be fit. Like, I hit, my swing speed is between 85 and 100 or 85 and 90. Okay, so you're in here with a mid kick point and you spin here. This is the perfect shaft for you. And it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But it just looks really daunting. And that's always why I tell people to go get fit and leave it up to the experts, because it can be a very overwhelming experience. And also, there's just a lot of misinformation out there around club fitting and clubs and shafts, and people don't really talk about it. People still think that they should be in steel shafts.
That's what I was just about to say.
They shouldn't.
There's a lot of misconceptions, but there's also a lot of egos and like people thinking that they should be in steel stiff shafts. And it's like, dude, if you would cut the ego, Like, I play senior shafts in my irons. And I mean, I pure them. Like, and my misses are less. And I mean, I don't give a shit. Who's going to look at the back of my club? First of all, don't touch my club. So, like, if you're touching it, that's a problem to begin with. But, like, you know, and I don't care. And you shouldn't care. Not you, but whoever's listening to this. I think it's just you, if you want to play your best golf, you got to figure out what works for you. And it's not going to be what works for your partner, what works for us. You know, you never know. And I'd be definitely just be open to trying different things too. Because whenever I've gotten fit, especially in college, things would surprise me. I'd be like, no way is this going to work. And then it did.
Yeah. The biggest thing I think anyone can take away from this is take your ego out of it. Because I think the lack of knowledge is also the fact that it's like out of sight, out of mind. And for a lot of guys, they should be playing a regular graphite shaft, but they see the men on tour playing stiff, heavy steel. And they're like, if I want to be a good player or seen as a good player, then I need to have those clubs. But the reality is, I have never once looked at your shafts.
No.
Like, don't look at a man's shaft.
Only show people your shaft if they've asked and you've consented. Yeah. And definitely not in the DMs.
Yeah, do not share your shafts in the DMs. Never do it. But if you want to go get fit, head over to Club Champion. You can use my code PAGE and try out the new LA Golf Shafts because they really are truly awesome. And if you want pink, because pink is for everyone, Sam. Pink is for everyone.
I mean,
you can
get
the PAGE series.
Who was the first guy to do it?
Bubba, who was for years one of the longest hitters on tour.
Full swing. I like to have one or two drills that really work for me. And sometimes it's more technical, like with I'm working on my takeaway. So I'll have a drill that I like to do with my takeaway. Or sometimes if I'm playing or if I have something coming up, I only focus in on my tempo or a feeling and less of a technical swing thought. And I think that might help a lot of people because when you're on the golf course and things go haywire and you're thinking about something so technical, you can get insane quickly. Like, I hate thinking about things that are technical when I'm struggling. And so you have to have a feeling. What's that feeling? It could be anything. And this is very personalized, so I can't help you find your feeling. I'm sorry. For me, it's I have to pause at the top and I feel like my back is to the target a second longer. It's a feeling that I have. Or when I'm coming through, I have to feel like my right leg is staying out and not kicking in on my downswing. So there are a couple feelings that I have that really help me play good golf. And so when I'm out on the golf course, I'm working on feelings. When I am on the range, I'm focusing on feelings plus technique. And I try to combine both of those. So I'm still working on my game, but I am also preparing myself on feelings and trying to find new feelings. And so you have to be really in tune with your body and your swing. To do that, I think something that's really helped me is most people try to hit a straight shot every single time they hit a golf ball. They don't actually have a shot shape in mind when they're trying to execute. And so when you're out on the golf course, I want you to try this. I want you to hit low, medium, high. Then I want you to hit fades, draws. Then I want you to hit slices and hooks. Then I want you to hit low fades and low draws. And then low slices, low hooks. Medium fades, medium draws, medium slices, medium hooks, high fades, high draws, high hooks, high slices. And so I really want you to work it every single way. And this really helps you when you're out on the golf course and you're hitting a hook. Most people don't know how to change that or why you're doing that. But if you have that body awareness and you know how to fix it, it really does help you.
What's your advice on overcoming fairway bunkers? Fairway bunkers are difficult for a ton of different reasons, but the biggest reason is that you never practice them. There are very few bunkers on practice facilities, and most of the time, if there is a bunker, it's a greenside bunker, and you can't hit fairway bunker shots. And so when you're thrown into a fairway bunker on the golf course, you're looking at it and you're like, I've never hit this shot before. Or the last time I did is when the last time I was in the fairway bunker and I didn't hit it well. And so you never practice it. So when you dig your feet in, you need to choke down. Most people will not choke down, but they forget the fact that they have dug their feet in at least an inch. And so they'll always hit it fat because of that reason. A lot of people also struggle with hovering the club because they're so used to holding it on the ground. So when you're practicing on the driving range, hit a few shots when you hover the club, and that way you can get the feeling just a little bit. So choke down, stabilize your lower body. If you have any excess movement in the bunker, your feet are going to slip, you're going to dig back into it or hit it thin. So minimize your leg movement. Choke down just a little bit, depending on how far you dig in. If you dig in a lot, then choke down a little bit more. So choke down accordingly to how much you dig in, and then hover and practice that on the driving range. And that should help out your fairway bunkers.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Do you want to improve your game faster and hit your driver longer? The good news is ShotScope can help you achieve your goals. ShotScope has products for every golfer, such as GPS watches, laser rangefinders, and shot tracking devices designed to lower scores and improve your golf by over 4 shots on average. I use the Pro LX Plus rangefinder on the course to get my distances. What I love most about ShotScope is tracking my game and reviewing my stats. The great news is your personalized stats are completely free with no yearly subscription. If I can use it, anyone can. Jump over to ShotScope.com today and find the perfect product for you. And remember to use my code PAGE at checkout.
Most people think that they're bad putters because they miss a lot of short putts. But the real reason is they have no speed control. And so you're always leaving yourself 5-4 footers, and those are really hard to consistently make. Not even PGA Tour players make those 100% of the time, not even 90% of the time. I don't think it's even 80% of the time. And so when you're consistently leaving yourself 5 footers, yes, of course, you're going to have a bunch of 3 footers. But if you're leaving yourself tap-ins, no stress. And so I really want you to work on your tempo. Most people have bad speed control because their tempo is inconsistent. Sometimes they take it back too fast. Sometimes they jerk it through. And so, yes, of course, you're going to be inconsistent if your tempo is always off. You can do this indoors. I've talked about this before. This is my all-time favorite drill. People love this drill. They come up to me all the time and they say that it works. This is the 1 potato, 2 potato. If you don't like potatoes, you can do some tequila. But I want you just to practice this, and you can say it out loud at first and then in your head, but you take it back. And as you're taking it back, you say 1 potato, 2 potato. And so it really forces you to have really nice tempo because you can't go 1 potato, 2 potato or 1 potato, 2 potato. You really want to be consistent on the way back and on the way through. And so once you get that tempo, that's going to be your tempo for all of your putting strokes. If you want to go shorter, you take it shorter. If you want it to go farther, you take it back farther. And so you can go to any golf course and you know you don't have to change your stroke. You just know one potato, two potato, and that's your tempo, which is really going to help your speed control. If you are in a warmer climate or if the weather's still nice where you're at, practice lag putting. People don't practice putting enough to begin with, but they especially don't practice lag putting. Most people aren't hitting it within 10 feet every single time, and so you have these really long putts and you're just guessing because you don't practice them. So spend majority of your time practicing your lag putts and also your routine. You need to learn how to read greens. You need to learn how to have a proper routine. And it just takes time and it takes practice. And so you have to also practice reading greens to see what happens when it looks outside of the hole or a cup or two balls or whatever it may be. You need to practice that. So go through your entire routine as well. So my two favorite drills is the collar drill, where you putt from one end of the green to the other and you try to get it as close to the collar as possible. The next one is you just play 18 holes. And if you have a three putt, you have to start again. So you do it, you can start with 5, 9, 15, 18, whatever you want. I do 18. And if I have a three putt, even if it's on the 17th, I have to start all over again and do it until I don't have a three putt. Again, most people don't practice their short game. I want you to practice your short game. This is how you're going to improve very quick. And you're going to be shocked that you didn't do this sooner. One thing that I see a lot of amateurs do is they'll dump a whole bucket of balls in one spot, and it's normally just off the green, and it's a pretty basic chip shot, and they'll pull a ball back, hit it, pull a ball back, hit it, and they'll do that for the entire bucket and be like, okay, I'm done chipping for the day. You can't do that. You have to mimic what you're going to see on the golf course. If every time you pull it back and you fluff it up on a great lie, you're not going to know what to do when you're out on the golf course and it's buried in rough. Or sometimes when it is sitting up a lot, how does the club face work through the ball and the grass? And so you have to give yourself difficult lies. You have to practice shots that are not fun for you to improve out on the golf course. And so I like to hit three max in one spot, and I'll try to do three different lies. So I'll move to a spot, three golf balls, I'll do a buried lie, I'll do a decent lie, and then I'll do a lie that's fluffed up. I'll hit those three, pick them up, and then I'll go to the next spot. And the next spot should be drastically different than the location that you were just at. So if you were in the rough, let's go to a tight lie. Then from a tight lie, let's go to a 50-yard shot. From a 50-yard shot, let's go to like a downhill slider. Downhill slider, let's go to the bunker. Let's go from a good bunker, like a normal bunker shot, to a downhill lie in the bunker. Let's do some plugged lies. Let's go around the green and really practice all of these shots that you see on the golf course. You very rarely have just a basic, easy chip shot. So you have to put yourself in very challenging positions so you know how to execute when you're out on the golf course. There's been so many times where people walk up and they're like, I don't even know how to hit this shot. And so you're just trying to figure it out on the fly. You should know how to hit all of these different shots and do it with different golf clubs too. I like to hit three or four different types of shots with the same club, and then you switch clubs, and sometimes it's not the right club that you need to be hitting that shot with, but you're learning touch and feel. And that's really going to help you around these greens when you're trying to hit these really difficult shots. So make sure you do that. And very similar to putting, I like to do, you know, a 9 up and down game where you hit 9 up and downs in a row. Or if you struggle with your short game, maybe it's just 9 up and downs in general. And so bring your club that you like to chip with, and then also your putter, and you just go through your entire routine. So another common theme, go through your routine and mimic what you're going to do out on the golf course. Because most people have course anxiety where they feel comfortable on the range, and then as soon as they step on the golf course, they get really nervous and they don't know what they're doing. It's because you're not going through your routine when you're hitting putts and chips and full swing. And so when you're on the course, something is very different. You've never practiced it, and there's a lot of pressure on you to execute on the first shot. But if you're practicing your routine, you're getting comfortable doing that. Next, we're going to move on to wedges. Again, most people don't practice 100 yards and in enough. You have to do that. Those are the three most important things. They'll just go to the driving range, hit some full swings, hit some drivers, and they go tee it off. And I'm like, oh, what are you doing? Don't do that. So for 100 yards and in, I like to do this on the driving range. Sometimes courses have a really nice short game area where you can move pretty far back. But for the most part, you're going to be doing this on a driving range. I want you to have a range finder. You're going to shoot your yardage. And again, I like to do from like 40 up into about 100. And you're just going to hit those shots to each different target that you find. This one, again, with putting and chipping, I'm always like three balls here, three balls there. But with wedges, this is all about repetition and trying to make sure you're executing on every single shot. And so the more, the better. I want you to feel as if you're flighting these shots. Most people will just grab a 60 and hit as hard as they can. And that's not easy to execute on out on the golf course. And so the technique I want you to try to do is you're going to put it a little farther back in your stance. You're going to choke down. You're going to set your hand slightly forward, just slightly. And then you're going to feel connected as if your armpits are touching your body the entire time, like your biceps. And then I feel something different because I feel them touching my boobs. So I was like, that's what I was trying to figure out. And I was like, wait, your armpits are always connected. So what I feel is that they are touching my boobs the entire time. So for you, it's like your biceps to your sides. And that's the feeling that you have where everything is touching. Yes, it's going to disconnect on the backswing with your right arm. Then it's going to disconnect with your left arm on your follow through, but that's just the feeling. I want you to feel as it's more of a trunk body turn and less of an arm turn. You're also going to swing at around 85%. Most people try to hit their wedges way too hard and they put so much spin on it and they can't control it and it's just difficult to do. So, okay, 85%, we have the right technique. It's a body turn and smooth compression. So that's the technique that I want you to hit for your wedges now. Practice, practice, practice. That's the best advice I can give. Practice.
It is starting to get cold. Not here. It's like 90 in Florida. So don't worry about me. Give us a few ways that you like to work on your golf game when it's cold outside. I have a few that are a little more untraditional. So I'm curious what you have to say first.
I would say the first thing is finding a place to still practice and play. I think most people think that they live in a cold weather area, that they just put the clubs away and then they bring them out when it gets nice. But there are a bunch of places that you can go to get better. I love going to X Golf, and I love going there because you have access to all of this technology. You see the guys on tour and they're always looking at their numbers and you have access to that. And they're spending like $60,000-$80,000 on these devices, and you have technology that will give you those numbers when you go to X Golf. And so I work on my swing path, I work on my club face, and I make these changes that are much easier to make, swing changes that are much easier to make when you're inside, because you're not as worried about people judging you and looking at ball flight and hitting.
You got a few beers flowing.
Yeah, so you're able to actually make these changes now in a really safe, comfortable environment. And that's why I'm a huge fan of going to X Golf. And so go to places like that. Go to X Golf and work on your game. Spend time and treat them as range sessions. And it's also great too because you can bring your family and it's also really fun. And it just gives you something to do also when it's so cold outside. You can still do really fun activities. Another one is I love my perfect practice putting mat. And putting is one of the biggest, most important aspects of the game. And so now you're able to just grind and work on your putting stroke. And also to hear the ball go in the hole is always giving me a lot of confidence. And so you're able to work with your 4 to 12 footers, which is like your scoring zone with putting. And if you're able to feel confident with those, then you just score so much better. And the last one is work on your flexibility and your strength. I think this is a time where you can stretch and work on gaining more strength, which will help you swing a little bit faster and get in positions that you're maybe not able to get into. And so spending time on your body will help you play better golf.
Those are great suggestions. I definitely want to echo the second one with putting inside. For me, and this is like something that's always, it's always happened to me. If I take a certain time off of golf, it could be a week, it could be 3 months, and I go back to the golf course and I'm like about to play and I look down at the grass, it like looks weird to me. Like if I don't putt for an extended period of time, I feel like the golf swing for me, I mean, we've been playing for so long. I'm not going to hit it perfect, but I can at least hit the golf ball. With putting, like I'll look down and I feel like it looks like one of those weird, like simulation kind of thing. Everything's like moving and I'm like, whoa, am I like drunk? And I don't drink on the golf course, so I know I'm not drunk. So I would say that's a big one. Like if you can stay consistent, at least like you said, hear the ball go in. 5-10 footers, like that is, if for an amateur, for a 20 handicap, if you can improve within 10 feet, like you're going to shave strokes off your score so fast. My second one would be in college. We did this a lot because in Arkansas, it would get to where we couldn't even drive to the golf course. It would get so cold. We made baby clubs. So every year we would get a new baby club and it would be a full, so we'd take a full length club that like we never used. So like, it was just like an old ping ice, whatever iron. And then we'd chop it down like half the size, put a grip on it, and you can swing that anywhere. You can swing it if you have 8-foot ceilings and you're still getting that same like rotational feeling, but you're not like hitting the TV and it's not costing you $1,000 every time you try to take a swing inside. I would recommend that, especially working on flexibility as well, like Paige said. I think that's such a huge thing. Even if you're not playing golf, we can all, especially since everybody nowadays works from home, I can't tell you how like tight my body is because I just sit here for 8 hours a day. It's something that I feel like is really neglected and it's such a good time to work on it in the winter. You're watching a football game, you're watching a basketball game, just sit on the ground and stretch rather than sitting on the couch.
Well, and also checking your positions. And I think having the baby club is perfect for that because a lot of people think that you only have to get better if you hit golf balls. And that's actually not true. Just getting that muscle memory and just continually to like hit the positions in front of a mirror is so important. And that's something that I actually need to improve on because I struggle with my takeaway. And my coach, Jonathan Yarwood, always says, just take some time, 5-10 minutes throughout the day, and just keep hitting those positions and doing it over and over and over again because of that muscle memory. And so when you go out on the golf course, it doesn't feel odd anymore. It starts to feel more consistent. So doing that is so important. But also sometimes take some time off. I feel like when I have been the most frustrated within my golf game, I just need to not touch my clubs. I need to not think about golf. I need to do anything other than anything golf related, and taking some time really does help me improve and ignites like a love and a passion again within golf. And so if you feel frustrated with your game, don't force it. Use this time right now that it's cold out to reset because you're going to get excited about wanting to practice and play again. And you don't want to dread going to improve your game.
And if you're taking time off and you're taking true time off because it's cold outside, you're probably not good enough to get angry about your golf game anyway. Let's all remember that.
100%.
No offense, but also full offense. So.
And that is all for today's podcast. I hope you guys have a happy holidays. Don't forget to leave us a question on the Playing Around podcast. Leave us a nice review, some 5 stars. And I hope that you guys have an amazing rest of your week with friends and family. And I'll catch you here next time. Bye.
Follow Playing Around with Paige Renee on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials.
So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.